Hello and welcome to the Diva Home and Lifestyle Podcast. I'm your host, Brenda Douglas of the 50 Plus Home Team, and I help people to not only procure a home investment, but also maintain and keep it. Furthermore, we help people to gracefully age in place, downsize, or right size into the perfect home. I want to invite you to go ahead and subscribe to this channel and also hit that notification bell so that you can receive a notification whenever we upload another episode. We want to welcome you to the family. Stay tuned. Hello, everyone. Can you believe that people are still struggling financially as a result of the pandemic? Right now, guys, the economic recession has left many homeowners in a challenging position. And unfortunately, many people are losing their homes, right? If you have ever received a notice of intent to foreclose or a default notice, it can be terrifying. And let me tell you that I'm going to be transparent. I'm speaking from experience. It can be so stressful, so terrifying. I remember looking out the window afraid that the sheriff was going to come any day. Like, it is terrifying. You're wondering if your neighbors are aware of what's going on because, you know, they have to do a public notice in the newspaper. So now you're wondering, are people looking to see that your home is going into foreclosure? Not only that, foreclosures can affect the home values in the area, right? So are my neighbors mad at me because I'm going through this pre-foreclosure or this foreclosure, I should say. Like, when you are going through that, it is a very, very stressful time. And listen, whether you have lost employment, whether you have come on hard times due to this pandemic or whatever, right? Maybe you have a hard time managing your finances. But I do know that, you know, during this time, people were being laid off employment. Now, yes, they waived the a lot of the things that they had going on. They couldn't evict people. They could not evict people. They could not allow foreclosures. But guess what? All of that has been lifted, right? And so some people are still being impacted, right? Because you lose your job, right? You get paid typically every 2 weeks. Well, once you lose your job, everything gets behind. And not only that, during the pandemic, that amount has piled up, right? So some people are having a hard time catching up or even trying to save their properties. So listen, you need someone who specializes in working with home sellers who are underwater on their mortgage, right? People who are facing foreclosure. Now, no, none of us like that thought of losing everything that you have, not everything, but losing your home. And then also losing that security. Home is security for you, right? So nobody likes the idea of foreclosure. And so again, when you're going through these times, it helps to have someone working for you who understands the process, someone who understands what you're feeling, right? Because it is a dark and scary experience. I don't think anything can compare to it. Like, it is a dark and scary experience. And then you're thinking, oh, this is my fault. I should have got a job sooner, right? I should have done this. I should have done that. Like, you have a lot of regret. You have a lot of shame, a lot of guilt, a lot of anger that you're dealing with, right? It's almost like you go through a grief process, right? So again, you need someone who specializes in working with home sellers who are going through this dark and scary foreclosure time, right? But listen, when I was going through, I did not understand that I had options, and so do you. And so in this video, I want to share what your options are if you are going through pre-foreclosure. Not only do you have options, but should you have to, should you exhaust all of these options, you can buy a home again. Like if you were to go through foreclosure, if you were to go through a short sale, if you were to have a bankruptcy, all of those things, yes, do affect your credit. However, you need to know, before I tell you these options, you need to know, and I'm going to say this more than once in this episode, you need to know that you can begin again. Troubles don't last always. One of the things I like to say also is just as the rain falls, the sun always shines again. If you were to experience some type of default, if you were to experience some type of distress situation, I should say, whether it be foreclosure, whether it be short sale, whether it be bankruptcy, know that in 2 to 5 years, depending on the loan product and the lender, you can buy another home again. Okay, so I just want that to be known because when I went through it, I didn't know that that was the option, right? That I could buy again. I didn't even know that was possible because I felt like I had messed up so bad, right? But I'm telling you that if you are in this situation and you have exhausted all of these options that I'm about to mention, you can buy a home again in 2 to 5 years, right? Depending on the loan product and depending on the lender, right? You can be a second time homeowner, right? Not only that, I forgot to mention that some of you may be even going through a divorce. So there are many reasons why people fall behind on their mortgage. I don't even want to harp on that because it's neither here or there. Right now, we just need to get you your options and we need to tell you what your options are, I should say. And then also, I need you to understand that you can buy again in 2 to 5 years. Again, depending on the loan product, some of them are just two. The main thing is you just want to take the hit and then get up, brush yourself off, and then also get up, brush yourself off, and then know that you can start again. Know that it's never, that doesn't mean never, right? And the other thing is, I'm suggesting that you take the hit if you have no other option but to take the hit. Like sometimes you exhaust all means and it is what it is, and or you maybe you didn't move fast enough. I remember being paranoid, like paranoid with fear and struck in with fear or paralyzed with fear, I should say, not being able to move. I didn't want to talk to anybody. I felt like somebody was coming after my house. Like you go through a lot when you are in this experience. But in this episode, again, I want to tell you what your options are. Now, listen, before I get started, if your home is no longer in default, which because in the state of Maryland, you do have a redemption, you are able to bring your mortgage current and you are able to redeem the home, right? So you pay off what's owed and then you have the home again, or sometimes you can do a modification. We're going to get into the different options, but I just want you to know that if you are if your home is no longer in default, congratulations. Now we need to stay on top of things so that it does not happen again. We want to prevent it. So take some type of money management class. I took some money management classes. There are some places, and I'm going to put some in the link where they have pre-purchase programs, and it involves money management. And then there's some programs that teach you money management. And then there's some that are, of course, pre-foreclosure. So there are programs out there to help you get on track financially, right? Plus, there are also people who are who specialize, I guess, in money management. So, and some of them are here on or on YouTube, I should say. So I'm going to put their information to their page in the comments. Money management, people like I know you know Susie Osman, and then also Lynn Richardson. So there are people who specialize in money management, and you are to be a part of that so that you can change your habits if that's what you need. Like for some people, it's money management issue. For some people, it's circumstances, right? Perhaps again they've lost their job, which was my case. So the point is that different, there are different reasons. I don't want to get into the different reasons why people fall behind. You know your situation and you know what you need to do to be better so that it does not happen the second time around. But let me tell you, when you're in this crisis, again, I cannot even describe it, right? It is extremely, extremely stressful. And so it's good to know that you have options when you're going through this. Your mortgage is typically due on the first of the month. However, they give you a grace period up until the 10th or the 15th, depending on your lender, right? Now, let me just say that some mortgage companies, once you miss that one payment, the foreclosure process starts immediately and they will no longer accept payments, right? So again, if you are, if your grace period is up until the 10th or the 15th, you want to make sure that you hit that date, right? Preferably before the 10th or the 15th. The point is that for some of you, if it's the 15th and you make that payment on the 16th, in some cases, they will not accept that payment. So what you do, don't go out and spend it. Save it all, right? Save it all. Because in some cases, you can do what's called a loan modification. So what you would do is you would have to reach out to the mortgage servicer. Now, let me just say that in any situation, you do not want to wait because time is of the essence. You need to beat the clock of that auction date, right? You need to find out if an auction date has been set. If the auction date has not been set, that is a good thing for you, right? Because you want to move on it and get to it. You want to prevent that auction date, right? Because once the auction date is set, it's pretty much too much. Too late, I'm sorry. I actually ended up getting another job, faxing the information over, but the auction date was already set, right? So what I'm saying to you is you want to beat the clock for the auction date, right? So you want to reach out to your service provider regardless, whether you're doing a like you don't know what your options are until you speak to your lender or your mortgage servicer, right? So you want to reach out to them because in some cases, again, you can do a loan modification. So in some cases, what they'll do is they'll put the amount that you owe onto the back of the mortgage. Now, let me just say that number one, it will extend the time on the mortgage payoff. And number two, it can increase your monthly payments. I guess that's interest. I'm not really sure, but it will increase your monthly payments. And let me just say something about this loan modification because you have to have the salary to support it, right? So again, they put the missed payments onto the back of the mortgage, and then it increases your monthly amount that you pay. The thing is, now some of them will give you modifications. Some of them will give you more than one loan modification, but it will come to the point where they'll say, no more. We're not doing any more. And number two, your salary can no longer support this loan modification, right? So you don't want to, again, you want to work on those habits. You want to work on those money management skills, and you don't want to depend on these solutions. But at the same time, know that they can. Most of them are willing to do a loan modification because here's the thing. They don't want the house to sit, right? They don't want the house to sit and just be vacant, right? They rather receive the payments, right? So call your servicer to see if they will do a loan modification to help you get back on your feet. Now, again, know that your salary must support it. Now, let me just tell you, because some people, you're in this situation when in fact you have space to create or generate an alternate income. And this is what I wish I had done. Nowadays, people are renting out their basements. They're renting out their rooms. Now, I know that some of you are like, I don't want a stranger living in my house. But let me tell you, you can do a background check, right? You can do a background check. You can modify your home or set up your home in a way where you can block off certain areas so that the person is not in your space, in your area. The main thing is you need to vet this person. You need to sit down. You need to ask questions. You need to make sure that you click. And also you need to find out about their lifestyle. And then also you need to Find out about their lifestyle, and you need to do a background check. Background check is not optional. Okay, what you are willing to accept is one thing, but you need to do a background check. That should not be, that's not optional. It should not be optional. The point is that some of you have space to be able to generate an additional income so that if they do do a loan modification, you will be able to have the income to support that loan modification if necessary. But you can ask for a loan modification, okay? That can be one option for you, so that you can keep your property. The other thing you can do is you can sell your home for cash. Now, a lot of investors are looking for homes, especially if they have equity, right? If your home has equity, then what can happen is the investor will give you cash money to walk away from the deal, and it saves you from foreclosure. And when you have a foreclosure on your credit score, it will drop at least 100 points, right? So you can opt to receive cash from an investor, again, to prevent the foreclosure. And then also you can kind of walk away with a fresh start with this money in hand, right? And some of them can close in as little as a few weeks, right? But again, you don't want to wait until the auction date. You want to jump on this as soon as possible. Jump on all of these options as soon as possible. You do not want to wait if you are in a distressed situation, if your home is in foreclosure. Now, that is if you have equity, because what happens is the investor will give you the money, and yet at the same time, they need to get the home up to par. So they need to do repairs, they need to remodel it or do whatever to get it up to market market value, right? And then what happens is they use that equity to be able to, clean it up and do whatever they need to do to put it back on the market and to be able to sell it, right? They do whatever the investors do. You put the cash in your pocket and you walk away with a fresh start. Now, some of you are thinking, well, what if I don't have any equity? Let me just tell you that if you owe more to the mortgage company than market value, so let's say that you owe $250,000 on your home, right? And some of you may even have a second mortgage, a second and third mortgage on the house, right? But let's say that you owe $250,000 on this house. Well, market value shows, and market value is based on what has recently sold in the area, just short and quick and quick and short, right? So let's say you owe $250,000 to the lender, and yet your market value shows $200,000, right? $200,000, where you're upside down because there's a $50 difference, right? $50,000 difference. In that situation where you have no equity, where you're upside down, you would need to ask for a short sale. And let me just say that you are able to work with the real estate agent, and I'll leave my information in the description, but you are able to work with a real estate agent who will reach out to your mortgage company. And they will help you work out some type of arrangement with the mortgage company. They will find out what the lender is willing to accept, because one thing about a short sale is you have to get permission to do a short sale from the lender before you just do it, right? And then also there's a minimum that they're willing to accept. The question is, what is that minimum, right? And you want to do that before, like, you don't want to wait until, you don't want to hire an agent, put the house on the market and just fish for buyers, right? You want to find out what the lender is willing to accept so that you'll know how much to put it on the market for. And then also explain that it is a short sale. Sometimes short sales take longer than a traditional sale, right? But you need to get approval from the lender, and then also work with the real estate agent so that you can have a short sale or get a short sale. Now, let me just say that, again, a short sale could take longer. So, again, you don't want to wait on any of these options or any of these solutions. You want to jump on it sooner than later. You know what you have coming in financially, and you know what you have going out financially, and you know what you can and you cannot do based on your situation. Listen, guys, you need to be really realistic about this situation. When you're in the midst of it, right? Because time is of the essence. But you're going to work with the lender and the real estate agent to do a short sale agreement. And we have special training that we do for short sales. So to learn short sales, or we team up with other agents. So the point is that you want to work with your lender to get approval to do a short sale, and then you want to move forward with the short sale if you have no equity, if you are upside down on your mortgage. Now, let me just say that you'll avoid the foreclosure, but let me say honestly, your credit will still take a hit, just not as much as it would had it been a foreclosure. Now, other people are behind on their mortgage, and you are able, but your home is market value is up to par, you know. You're good to go with selling it the traditional way. If that is you, then you can sell it the traditional way. You just have to let your agent know so that they can move quickly to find you a buyer. And right now here in Prince George's County, Maryland, it is a seller's market. There are more buyers out there looking to buy than there is homes for sale. The inventory is extremely low. So the good thing about that is that it causes a competition of buyers who are willing to pay more because they want the home, right? They're tired of looking. They've been looking. Some people are having to continue to rent because the inventory is so low, right? So it's kind of like it hits the market and then all the piranhas come flying, you know, come swimming to it. Like, you know, the buyers just come swimming. So as long as you price it right, you can sell your home on the traditional market. Now, let me just say the traditional way, a home can go, if you sell your home the traditional way, your home can sell within 30 to 45 days, right? Now, let me just say, again, time is of the essence, right? And so you want to communicate with your agent. In fact, your agent should have asked you how far are you behind? What are we looking at? And listen, guys, let me just say something else because I've had this happen. Listen, when you I've had someone ask me, I put their home on the market and they asked me, well, do I have to continue making payments? Yes, you do. If your home is on the market, guys, you want to continue to make your payments, right? Don't depend on the market to catch you when you fall. No, you need to. Continue to make your payments. And then also, if you are behind, if you are behind, you want to communicate that with your agent so that they will know that you need to move quickly. Again, time is of the essence, right? From the day you receive the notice, from the time you get in your situation behind in your mortgage, again, you want to move quickly. And then also know that Maryland is a non-judicial and or quasi-judicial state. They're both, but most foreclosures in Maryland are, again, non-judicial or quasi-judicial. And what that means is that the lender has to go through steps, out-of-court steps, in detail by law before they can sell your property. So again, time is of the essence. And I will be doing another episode on the steps of foreclosure, right? The point is you don't want to focus on what the lender is doing necessarily besides the auction date is what you want to focus on. The biggest thing for you is to work with what you have and get things done quickly on your side before the auction date, right? Again, time is of the essence. All right, guys. So I hope that this episode has been helpful to you. I just want you to know what your options are if you are in pre-foreclosure. The other thing I need for you to know is you can begin again. You can get another chance at purchasing a home. And then lastly, I need you to understand, I'm going to say it again, time is of the essence, right? You want to move quickly. You know what your options are right now. There are also some pre-foreclosure counseling services, and I'm going to leave that information in the comments as well, or in the description as well, for you to reach out if you are in the state of Maryland. They have organizations that can help you with pre-foreclosure. I am actually studying to do that training right now, the pre-foreclosure. I'm in the middle of that studying for the pre-foreclosure counseling to become certified so that I can continue to assist people with this, because again, I know what it's like. And so I believe that it's important for you to know what your options are, right? I believe that it's important to you, important that you understand that your mistakes are not who you are, right? That you, and I also think that it's important to know that you can begin again, right? You can recoup from this, you can be strong, and you can move forward, right? But again, I just wanted you to know what your options are. You can reach out to me if you have any questions. My name is Brenda Douglas, and I am, my telephone number is 202-930-DIVA, and I'll leave my information in the description as well. But listen, guys, I want you to know that you can get through this. If you or someone you know is facing foreclosure, sometimes people are so embarrassed by the situation that they don't want to share it, but you can kind of, you know, chat with them, and sometimes they'll open up, especially if they're family, that, you know, you're a trusted member. Like if you or someone you know is facing foreclosure, tell them don't take on it alone. Again, there are agencies out there. There are agents who are trained in short sales and on foreclosure, and we are able to assist them. The worst thing they can do is stand paralyzed in fear, right? I remember calling friends, and they're telling me, they would say stuff like, listen, Brenda, if it's causing you that much turmoil, maybe you need to let it go, right? Because there was nothing I could do, right? So my point is that, listen, if you know someone who is in this situation, let them know that there is help out there. I didn't know there was help out there. So they have counselors out there. Again, they have agents who are trained in short sale and pre-foreclosure, who know how to get in touch with your lender and work out something. And sometimes it may be that they work with the the lender is willing to listen more to the agent or the counseling agency, right? So you just want to reach out. You don't want to do absolutely nothing. You need to move, because time is of the essence. And when I say you need to move, not necessarily out of your house, but you need to do something, right? You need to make a decision on what to do in this situation. What option will you choose? Now that you've listened to this podcast, you know that you have options, right? So no excuses for doing nothing, right? All right, guys, I'm Brenda Douglas. And listen, I look forward to guiding you through this process and helping you to find a solution that best fits your needs. So again, if you or someone you know is facing foreclosure, listen, don't hesitate to give them my information. Like, I don't claim to know everything, but I will find the answer, right? So listen, give them my information. I will be happy to help during this challenging time, especially since I understand what it's like, guys. Again, time is of the essence. You know what your options are now. If you don't, listen to it again. Even forward this podcast episode to someone who needs it, right? There is hope. There is a light at the end of the tunnel. And listen, troubles don't last always, right? Again, just as the rain falls, the sun always shines again. When you know what your options are, you are empowered to make an informed decision. I hope that this has helped. Thank you.